You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
There's a great revelation that when I was in law enforcement, my lieutenant, Russ Sweeney, gave me that when I thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to go find me a job somewhere else because I'm not getting paid enough money at the sheriff's department where I was working. And I was applying for jobs in Dallas and Pinellas County in Florida and different areas. And I went and talked to him. I said, listen, you know, this is going on. My wife's leaving work so she could be with the kids, and I'm having to work these side jobs, and I'm probably going to have to go find a job somewhere else. He looks at me and he goes, well, it looks like you're going to have to spend less. That didn't even cross my mind. I was so young. It just didn't even cross my mind. Right now, I want to give you a word of knowledge right now. You need to spend less. You need to live within your means. It's okay. Just spend what, only live within the means, you know. Don't buy the big thing if you can only afford the small thing. You know, find out how to just live within the means that God's given you. And you're faithful over a few things, God will give you more things. Don't live beyond that. And you won't be so caught by sudden shifts in job and sudden shifts in need for people to work or not to work. But that's the word. Spend less. Stay within your means right there. Focus on what matters most. Now, Kenneth Copeland speaks specifically here. He's talking about, you know, that the cloud of witnesses that the Word of God talks about in Hebrews, that they're looking down on us, but specifically, this is pretty wild, that those great people, the people in the great cloud of witnesses under the leadership of Jesus Christ, they're holding back a great time of change that's coming, and they're holding it back because they're interceding under Jesus' leadership. A great time of change is coming. I feel like these tectonic plates are shifting. I feel like two ages, we're moving from one age to another age. I really believe it's going to be just a rapid. We'll talk about that in a future program. But this literally the cloud of witnesses are interceding under Jesus' leadership to hold back this big change that's coming. Listen, this is Kenneth Copeland.
But those who have gone before us, the great cloud of witnesses, led by Jesus, are by intercession holding things together until the great changes come.
Till the great changes.
Now.
So what's that?
So you're looking at it, this time is coming. We've been talking about it, been prophesying about it. Be prepared for it. Shift. Realize you can't define where you're going in this next age for the current age that we're in. But once you get there, you'll be able to understand it. But God is prophetically letting you know now that it's going to be different. Things are going to happen different. Economy is going to be different. The business is going to be different. Everything. I mean, how church is going to be different. I mean, a huge billion soul harvest is not going to fit in buildings. It's going to be all over the place. How to be the family God's called us to be is going to be happening. So just shift. If you haven't yet signed up for a Vine Seminar, go to VFNKB.com and connect, because we talk about those specific things. It's Vine Seminar. See it on your screen right here. Sign up for one coming, hopefully, online soon.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.